Fine. So the first thing to understand is that the Gemara is always going back on the Mishnah, right? So the Mishnah says halachas in a very concise way, and the Mishnah is going to elaborate on it. So matzah peiros mefuzarin, so you have to look back at the Mishnah, and you have to know what was the halacha of the Mishnah, right? Anybody off the back of the top of your head, what was the halacha? What was the halacha in the Mishnah? Matzah peiros mefuzarin, right? Hare elu shalo, you get to keep it. Welcome, Larry. Right. So the question over here is v'kama. Rashi says v'kama chashav pizar. How much is considered spread out? That means the Mishnah tells me that if they're spread out, you can keep it. But what's the ratio to determine if it's spread out? V'kama chashav pizar. How much is considered spread out?
Right.
Is that
what that means?
Yeah.
Because I thought chashuv here was...
Not in the same way we normally, like, in our vernacular use, like, hey, this is a chashuv a guy.
Right, no, but how we interpret it, we discussed a little bit, is that basically, and how much of a space of it being spread out, you know, depending on the quantity, would it be considered valuable, important, valuable?
So I thought when it said chashuv pizur, I was thinking when it's talking about how much spread out, it's something of value. So it's talking about chashuv pizur, it's like something valuable is spread out. It's not just like you know, a few pennies or something non.
I hear you. The problem with that is that we're saying that he gets to keep it, right? So if the emphasis. If the meaning of chashuv in this case and the emphasis was that we're trying to make it more valuable, then that would actually probably take away from his ability to keep it in a certain sense, because maybe the owner wouldn't want to relinquish his ownership or.
But the reason I say that is because the less the value is, the less. Sort of the reverse of what you said. Yeah. If it's something of no value, it's just something simple. Right. Of course, the owner's going to be the owner. So we don't need a Mishnah to tell us.
So the Gemara is going to get into that type of logic later, but right now this actually just is explaining the question of v'kama and how much what? How much is considered spread out? That's the question.
Considered.
Yeah, that's really what the word chashuv means.
Really?
Yeah, because if you're consideration. If I consider you, it means that you're something to reckon with. You're chashuv.
You said important before.
I've been considered.
Yeah, you know, I said considered and important. I just was trying to mislead you a little bit. Okay.
Considered.
All right, it worked. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Kaf.
You wanted me to be wrong. I was wrong. So.
I have a hard time with you, Scott.
You did say that.
Yeah, I was hoping.
I'm glad I could fulfill that requirement.
Okay, kav. Which is the measurement? Kav mefuzer ba'arba amos. So it's the measurement of one kav that's spread out in four amos. But says Rashi, aval begimel amos. But if that same one kav would be spread out in only gimel amos, loy have a pizur. We would not say that it's scattered. V'taima, and the reason for this, mefarish ba'azel, will be explained as we proceed further. Okay, so far we've determined what is considered scattered, the ratio for what's considered scattered. Frekti gemara kasha hechida mi. What's the scenario? How are you randomly creating a scenario for what's considered scattered?
Hechidami.
Yeah. Right.
What's that little translation? I thought it was
Frekt. Hechidami means what's the scenario?
What's the case? Okay.
Yeah. What's the case? Is how people loosely translate.
Yeah. To make sure I'm.
Yeah. What's the case? What's the case that we could just randomly associate a ratio to this pizza? What's the case? How'd it fall? E derech nefila, if you're looking at something, if derech nefila, you're looking at something that just kind of fell, it looks like it just fell, it fell out of the guy's bag, the guy has no idea that it fell, there was no intention in it being here, the guy doesn't know it's here, it simply fell from him. So then afilu tuvanami, So then, even if there's more than a kav within that four amos, it should still be considered hefker. It should still be considered ownerless, even if you're not going to officially consider it to be scattered. But why is the fact that it's scattered important? What's important here is that the guy doesn't know where it is. It doesn't have a siman, right? Their essence, they don't have. There's no siman to them.
Right.
So the only way the guy's not going to give up hope is if, like, maybe he knows where he placed it, and maybe he could identify it by where he placed it, or maybe by how many he placed there. But if it just fell, so he doesn't know how many are there if it just fell. So if some fell out of his bag, he doesn't know exactly how many apples are in his bag. He doesn't know how many fell by counting how many he has left. That's not the way. You don't know how many apples are in your bag, right? So there's no way for him to make any type of identification here. So what does it matter if you consider it scattered or not scattered? The Mishnah is saying, oh, matzah peiros mefuzar. And why is the fact that something's scattered relevant? If it's derech nefila, if it just fell by itself, so then who cares if it's scattered? That's the question. The question of the Gemara is, why is it being scattered relevant? If it just fell by itself, derech nefila, just fell out of the guy's bag, so then even if it's all together, even if it's three kav and four amos, the guy doesn't know where it is. He doesn't know how many there are. He can't possibly identify it. Have a party.
Aren't these apples or peiros that we're talking about, aren't they going to get spread out more? They're going to get kicked around?
So that's maybe there's a logic to say that if we're talking about that it's in the Rishus HaRabim. But then again, the Gemara will go into the concept of things getting scattered around. The Gemara will go into that. There are certain things that people are careful not to kick around. Maybe food items people don't kick around. You know,
bread.
You know.
But who
said we're talking about it being kicked around? We're talking about that you see it on the ground, and you see that it was not placed here intentionally. You could tell from the way it fell. There's no kavana. There's no intention behind this. So who cares that if you consider it scattered? The guy doesn't know about it. He doesn't know how many there are. There's no way for him to identify it. Have a party, keep it. That's the first part. So if it's derech nefila, afilu tuvanami. Even if it's more than a kav also. And v'iderech inuach, if, just the opposite, if it looks like it was placed there intentionally, so then afilu betzir mehachinami. Even if it's less than a kav in four amas, he should still have to nami loy. He should also not be able to keep it. Meaning that even if it's super scattered, okay, meaning that you have a very small amount in a large space, and you would say it's very scattered, but still, why does it being scattered play a role here? Again, there should be an indication here. Zakt Rashi, right? Okay, let's
so
see.
Here the nami
lo, right? Yeah. So let's see. Rashi iderech nefila im matzam derech nefila. If he found them, meaning the peiros derech nefila, the way of falling, just happenstance. Sheyesh ladas, that there is to know. Shaloi hunchu sham midas, that the owner did not place them there intentionally. El
enaflu. What does that mean? That there is to know.
There is to know. Meaning that. Meaning that a person can know, a person can make the judgment and come to the understanding of. By seeing it, a person can come to the understanding. That the owner did not place them there intentionally. Elanaflu, they just fell. So afilu tuva, zakt Rashi, afilu tuva mikav nami, even more than a kav also. Meaning even if he found more than a kav in those four amas also. De kevan, that since, the ein bohem simen, there's no simen on the peiros, iyushin yayish, the owner is giving up hope. So it doesn't matter if it's scattered or not scattered. The owner's giving up hope. There's no way for him to claim the back. Ve'iderech inuach, zakt Rashi. And if it was just the way if it was the way of being placed down, meaning what? Asid lachzer v'litlon. He has every intention in coming back to get them back. Right? If you see something that's placed somewhere intentionally, Okay, you see a...
You keep referring to bag.
He's coming back. The owner's coming back to get them. The owner placed them here intentionally. He knows exactly where they are. He knows exactly where to come back to get them. So he's obviously not Miyagish. He doesn't give up hope.
Right.
So what kind of game are you playing that, like, you're coming up with some type of ratio and saying, if it fits within this parameter, then you get to keep it? Who cares what the ratio is? If he doesn't know where they are and they just fell from him, they're Hefker. He's Miyayish. He gives up hope. He has no way to claim them. There's no simon. He doesn't know. He can't indicate that there is by saying, oh, I left them there, or there were that many of them. You have no idea. And if he put them there intentionally, so even if it's only like half a kav in 50,000 amas, right? But you see, he put them there intentionally. He plans on coming back to get them.
Right.
He's not Miyayish. So again, what's your whole shtick with the ratio? Where's the ratio relevant?
Maybe that's the standard.
Phenomenal question.
But, okay, so the standard for what, though? What's the case? You find them, you see them. Now, did they just fall for him, or did he put them there intentionally? You gotta pick one of two. There's two options. So what happened? Pick an option. Did they fall from him and he has no idea where they are or how many there are, or did he intentionally put them there and he knows?
Nobody spreads, you know, if you want to play something to come back for it, you're not going to say, I'm going to take these 10 apples and put them between a 6-foot space, right? That shouldn't be considered, I'm placing it there. That's not placing something.
Okay, so Ellie's asking Akasha. He's saying, what is it? If he's placing the payers there intentionally, so why aren't they all gathered in the same place?
I'm coming back. I'm here. I'm putting it in.
Okay, I hear you. I like your question.
Organizing the way in which you put that in the Aramas?
No, if you. They're saying,
but maybe it's two piles. Maybe it's two piles within that Aramas. It's two piles.
Even two piles, okay. So it could be two different people.
Huh?
Two different people.
Okay.
They went apple picking at the orchard.
Okay. But the Gemara is allowing itself to assume that people will place something somewhere intentionally, and it could be somewhat scattered. It doesn't have to all be in the same place.
So that's my question.
Yeah.
Arba Amos, we say, is roughly 6 feet, right?
So Shiloh, what it is, if it's 4 by 4, like 4 by what, right? 4 by what?
Almost
is linear.
I don't know. Like,
feet is a state.
So Tysus gets into it, but I it could be that the simple understanding is that, at least according to the second teretz of Tysus over here, it's squared. It's 4 amas squared. It's 16 amas.
16.
16 amas.
4 by 4.
It's 4 by 4. So 4 4. No.
So 16 by 6 feet.
It would be 4 feet.
That would be 16 1-foot tiles.
You're saying feet or amas?
Well, an amas is either 6 or 8.
If it's 4 squared, so then it would be
16.
16
by 16.
4 by 4, which is 16 cubic.
Right.
So
16.
If I have, let's even go, you know, with his explanation of, what was it, 24 eggs? Okay. Oh no, you said 2 liters. You said 24.
Two liters.
So you're saying it's roughly about 24 eggs. So if I have, you know, if it's, let's say, even 12 apples, I'm not going to say, I'm going to put one here, one here, one here, and that's it doesn't make sense. I'm not laying it there. It's not
okay,
a scavenger hunt.
I like your kasha, but I know that the Gemara is willing to entertain the idea that a person can tell that they were specifically placed somewhere, even though it's maybe two different groups within that area as opposed to it not being all together. I hear what you're saying. Like you're thinking like as a person that would put something down. Like why would you? So I hear. But maybe there's different areas. Maybe like there's different flat surfaces where like it's better to put.
What I'm saying is, but how do you use the word? How do you use the term scattered for something that was intentionally placed?
So that's kind of what the
is that what you're trying to say?
What I'm saying is, if we have a certain amount of space,
right,
and we have a certain measurement, I know if I'm placing something, this is the measurement, I placed it here. You understand?
So sorry, you wouldn't use the word scattered.
Right. I wouldn't. I placed it. Scattered.
But your question really is the Gemara's question, though. Like, so you're really asking the second part of the Gemara's question, which is that if something was placed intentionally, so then, or maybe you're asking a little bit differently. If something's placed intentionally, then I don't care how scattered it is. Now you're asking, well, why would somebody scatter something if they're placing it intentionally?
If I'm coming back to get it.
Okay, I hear you. I like the kasha, but the Gemara is still willing to consider that a person will do that. Maybe it's not the way me and you would leave our stuff.
That's the way they did it 2,000
years ago. That's the way they did it. Yeah, I mean, maybe there were different, like, different surfaces there, like, where, like, it made more sense to lay something flat. And over here was all bumpy, so I had a bunch of stuff. I wanted to lay it on flat areas. So I laid it on the flat area here, and then on the flat area here. Like, maybe there were reasons why, like...
But, Rabbi, even Goldie, isn't it, there have to be... He put his stuff, according to his calculations, I come and... And it looks all over the place.
Right. So that would be Derech Nefila. That would be like, that'll be like the first case where like it looks like there's no rhyme or reason for how these things were placed.
But it could be that it was still intentional.
But it was intentionally placed. But I didn't know that.
He placed it, but it looks to him like he felt it.
How could that be something we could consider though?
Okay, so then how could we ever make a judgment, right? That your question is, how could we ever make a judgment?
I think we're asking based on the observer's perspective.
Rabbi, if I come across the case that I get with apples, when I learn it with my boys, is that you set them up like bowling pins, 4, 3, 2, 1. That looks like it's being placed. So if he placed it,
well, like,
let's
say they were stacked one on top of the other.
Okay, so then I could say yes.
But maybe there was a flat surface here, so we stacked them here. Everything is bumpy. And he went over here, he stacked another three over here because it's
fine.
So let's take that's the case.
So that's stacked. It's not scattered. When you drop
it's still not. But it's within the same. You know, it's within the four amas.
Which is fine.
Right.
If I'm stacking over here and I have a pile over here.
I agree. So you want to say it's not even considered scattered.
Right. That's not scattered.
Okay. The Gemara, maybe the Gemara could have asked that question, but the Gemara had a better question. The question is that if you see that he intentionally left them here, then I don't care scattered, not scattered. He's coming back to get them. He's
right.
Not Miyayish.
Right.
That's the question.
Well, yeah, I think we should not get stuck on that.
Right.
But my question, if I may, question is this. So here we're talking about Rav Yitzchak is the one who gives us the kav. Who's giving the heichidami? You're saying someone comes and says, "What do you mean a kav in four amos? It can be more than a kav in four amos, and as long as it looks like it was nefila."
The Gemara has a memra of Rabbi Yitzchak. Has a statement of Rabbi Yitzchak.
Okay.
And the Gemara is saying, I can't understand how Rabbi Yitzchak would just come up with this ratio. I can't put my hand on, like, how does it make sense? What's the scenario?
Rabbi Yitzchak is a Tana.
He's an Amora.
It seems to me to be a little somewhat irrelevant. Whether it's placed there, whether it appears to be placed there intentionally, or whether it appears to have fallen there.
Yeah.
Right. Whether either of those two ways, it seems to be somewhat irrelevant. Maybe the focus here is more so on the space in which these items are found. It's a relatively small space, and if you've got, you know, this particular quantity within this particular space, whether it appears to have fallen or whether it appears to have been intentionally put there, I think maybe the point is the amount of space that it's in where you should be really focusing.
The Gemara wants to focus on the fact that it all has to do from the Mishnah is, did the owner give up hope or not? Can we assume that the owner gave up hope or not? Right?
Yeah.
So if the owner has no simon, there's no way for him to indicate that this is his, then he gives up hope.
Yeah.
Okay. So, why are we dealing with ratios? It has nothing to do with the ratio. We have to know that if they just fell from him, he doesn't know how many. Can't give a simon. So then, you get to keep him. Doesn't matter how many there are and how in what volume of space. It doesn't matter. you get to keep it because he doesn't have a siman, he has no way of indicating it's his. If he put them there intentionally, even, again, the measurement should make no difference. You see that he put them there intentionally, he plans on coming back to get them, he's not miyayish.
Right, you can't keep
it. And the siman that he'll give is, let's say, the way he placed them, or how many he placed there. So he's not miyayish. So why? What does it have to do? What? Why is the ratio a factor? That's basically the question. Okay, I thought we were going to be able to see the teretz also, but the teretz is going to have to wait for next time. I mean, we can mention here because I mean we own the front of the Beis Medrash. It's behind us.
Yeah.
You so us. You know, the other day we think we started like 5-7 minutes late, right?
Yeah.
All right.
What is ready?
Yeah. So the Gemara is going to say that Reb Yitzchak is going to understand our Mishnah like Reb Ukva Bar Chama. Okay, which is, the case is a machnashta de beidari, which means it was the specific scenario. We don't like to do this, by the way. We're limiting the case of our Mishnah to a specific scenario. And that scenario is that it was the time of like the gathering in of the grains from the from like the threshing floor, okay, and it's a it's basically a case where like the owner, you know, he collected a certain amount of the stuff that he threshed, and then he left over the extras, and that's where the ratio was going to come into play. So we'll have to explain that next time.